I'm Matt Jordan. You're listening to the Coach's Corner on KGGF. Joining me now is the head coach of the Sedan Blue Devils, Coach Mick Holt. All right, Coach. Good start to the season. You guys are sitting at 3-0, and how do you feel about how the season's been so far?
I've been pleased. Seems like we've done a little bit better each game. We still got a long ways to go, but you know, we're getting better, and that was our goal at the beginning of the season, to improve every game.
All right, and who've been some players that maybe you weren't sure on as the season started but have impressed you so far?
Well, yeah, it starts with freshmen. We've got two freshmen playing valuable minutes. We've got a third freshman that goes in and on the line every once in a while and gives some of our starters a break. So we're actually playing three freshmen, and you know, all three of them have slowly improved each game, getting more confidence, and you know, it seems like they're becoming more deliberate. They're not as tentative, and so that's good to see. We also have a couple of guys that are more on the linemen. I've been pleased with Niall Osborne. He's becoming a little more aggressive, more physical for us. And then Eli Campbell has played a good job defensively for us the last couple of games, becoming again more aggressive, more physical. So, you know, that's what we, you know, they've always been, had the talent. They just haven't asserted themselves, and so it's good to see them to start you know, becoming more deliberate, more physical.
And you guys have you've had several road games already. You get another road game this Friday, and I mean, you only have what, three home games this season?
Yeah, we are the road warriors this year, that's for sure.
All right, and well, this matchup this Friday is our high school game of the week. You guys will be on 104.1 Greatest Hits this Friday. Sam Speck will be on the call, and it's a great matchup. 2-3-0 teams in Oswego, and how much do you know about this Oswego team?
Boy, I don't think I've ever watched more film over a weekend for a regular season game than I have this weekend preparing for Oswego. We just don't. This is the first time since I've been coaching eight man here at Sedan that we've faced a single wing offense. And when you know, don't face it for 8-9 years, it takes a lot of time to prepare for. And you know, of course, Coach Fowler over there is just one of the greatest coaches, you know, in the state, eight man football, and you know, throw in the fact that he's, you know, even such a better man than he is a coach. You know, those kids are going to be well prepared. They're going to come out, you're just fundamentally sound, and so we have got to bring our A game. Where there's not going to be any room for mistakes, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, looking at the two teams and your schedules, and you both have played Marmaton Valley, so you have that similar opponent. You guys played Marmaton a little bit better, although I believe one famous coach once said that's why we play the game.
Yeah.
But so you can't really use that, but it is at least a comparing point for you two.
Sure, you know, we just obviously we have more speed than they do. They've got a good running back. They got some, you know, good speed at their skill position players, but you know, line, they're a bigger line, you know, just, you know, big bodied. We're more athletic line, and so, you know, they can control it. If we allow them to get into our bodies, they're going to push us around. And so, you know, that they got tight splits, they're just going to try to pound it up the middle, and then it, you know, keep us honest occasionally by popping it outside. So, you know, we've got to be disciplined on defense. Otherwise, you know, again, if you compare Marmaton Valley, you know, our speed helped us to handle them a little better than Oswego, because they're more similar. But, you know, if we allow them to play their game and, you know, we're not disciplined, they're going to give us fits.
All right. And who's maybe somebody you're looking to step up this Friday and help get you the win?
Well, once again, we're going to look to our line. Zach Smiley and, you know, Stephen Hamilton is our center. He's going to have to do a little bit better job for us as we're going to continue to improve. He does a good job initially, but last week he kind of wouldn't stay engaged, I guess, blocking. long enough. And so, you know, I need to see some improvement on him. And then Niall Osborne, again, if he can continue to take steps to improve, you know, we should. There's no reason that we can't run our offense if Niall and Steven can get better.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck Friday night, and good luck improving to 4-0.
Well, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure visiting with you.
Yep, absolutely. Look forward to talking to you next week as well.
Okay, take care.
This has been the Coach's Corner on KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan. Thanks to Coach Holt of Sedan for joining us today.